This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The number of Americans collecting disability payments has reached a new high of 11 million. For every 13 workers in the United States, one person collects federal disability benefits instead of working. If a new state were formed with all the people collecting disability checks, it would be the eighth largest state in the country. Federal disability checks are supposed to help those physically incapable of supporting themselves. But it is preposterous to think that all 11 million beneficiaries are unable to work. Americans today are no less able than 30 years ago, and workplaces have become more accommodating of disabled employees. Yet since the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the number of people taking federal tax dollars through disability programs has more than doubled. Each month, there are 100,000 more disability claims than there are new jobs created. Disability awards for heart disease and cancer have roughly the same frequency as they did 30 years ago, but benefits for mental illness have increased 177%. It looks like some able-bodied people may be abusing the system. Disability benefits are funded by payroll taxes. Job-creating employers and hard-working employees are bearing the burden. Each misleading disability claim prevents industrious Americans from being able to support their families. The abuse of the federal disability system hurts more than the workforce. It also hurts the severely disabled, who really are incapable of working. The disability program is on track to go broke in 3 years. When it does, many veterans who were severely wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with other legitimately disabled people, will lose their financial stability. Our elected officials need to reform the system so that the available money can be spent on the truly disabled.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at egoforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the word blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of the Common Sense Show on this September 1st, 2013. Can you believe we are already two-thirds of the way through 2013 as we race towards Obamacare? And we're also racing towards some other stuff that we're going to tell you about tonight. Anyway, I'm Dave Hodges, and joining me is also our news director, Annie DeRiso. And we've got a full show for you tonight, three guests. Up first will be Annie with the news. I'll be interspersing some takes on Syria. There is a lot going on, folks. It's not getting into the lamestream media, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by Overpasses to Impeach Obama, James Neighbors, the organization that he's put together. And since we had James on 2 months ago, this organization has taken off, much like Julie Telgenhoff and A Sheep No More. And in the second hour, we're going to be joined by Ryan Damaris. We're going to talk about a couple of things, expatriation. She's been through it. And also, she's going to be talking to us about some of her work with the DOD and exotic weapon systems, and that's my term, not hers. And in the third hour, we're going to be joined by the producer of the Hagman Report, Mitch Santel. And Mitch has a great background. He's kind of knows the who's who of Hollywood. He's been in music productions, and he's launched over 90 radio shows, and I'll tell you more about Mitch in the third hour, but it's going to be another scare the crap out of your radio, because Mitch and the Hagmans have come across some very, very frightening information that we're going to be sharing here on the show. And Mitch is also an expatriate and returned, and we'll be talking to him about that experience, time permitting. And without further ado, let's go out to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome the goddess of the airwaves, our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso.
Oh, Dave, I just found out Tennessee's rolling out their no refusal blood draw for a DUI checkpoint for tomorrow. It's a checkpoint. They stop everybody they want to, wherever they've set up their checkpoint. And if they think you've been drinking and you refuse, you can lose your license. Boom, right there. Or they take you down to the station, strap you down to a gurney, and draw your blood.
What happened to breathalyzers?
They like blood now. They're vampires.
They want those DNA samples.
Well, yeah. I mean, drunk driving is one of the worst things we've got. But, that is a little too much.
Well, drunk driving was actually the foray into taking away our Fourth Amendment rights with regard to unwarranted search without probable cause. And it was actually one of the pioneer events, the predecessor of 9/11 and the Patriot Acts. And, and listen, drunk driving is a horrible scourge, and drunk driving has brought untold misery to this country. But, again, if the war on drunk driving, much like the war on terrorism, if the first casualty is the First Amendment, then we've already lost the war. I didn't mean First Amendment. I meant the Fourth Amendment. But I think we've already lost that conflict if we don't follow our own rules and applying of it. Really, just kind of tie you down and jab a needle into you no matter. That's pretty brutal, Annie.
Yep, shake
your hand. Yeah, that's very medieval.
Well, talking about war, Neville Chamberlain said that in war, whichever side may call itself the victor, there are no winners, but all are losers. My favorite cartoon of the week shows Obama. I mean, he's literally shoving a soldier across the Syrian border, and it has this very hungry-looking buzzard, you know, perched on top of the signpost, just looking at the soldier, you know. And Obama says to the weary soldier, "Oh, stop worrying. Would they have given me the Peace Prize if I didn't know what I was doing?"
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, tell that to the people in Syria, where his actions have led directly to the deaths of 100,000 Syrians. So, yeah, a peace prize. What do they give to warmongers?
Well, I mean, you know, he and Obama and Biden went golfing, you know, right after they announced the national emergency and called on Congress, you know, to authorize a attack on Syria. I mean, you'd think they'd have more serious things to deal with or talk about, you know, with the decision they just made. In essence, they declared war. You know, they could lead us into World War III.
We're gonna get into that, if not in this segment, certainly at the beginning of the second hour, where I've prepared some analysis of this. But Annie, let me just ask you this question here. They declared a national emergency against what? What could Syria possibly do to the United States?
It's a word game.
Well, again, I ask the same question, and I'm not trying to be obstinate here, but
yeah.
I fail to see the threat.
I fail to see it, Annie.
I don't see the threat. What can Syria possibly do to us?
Not do what we tell them to do.
My point.
And that's a threat. It's just like the cops. We don't do what they tell us to do. Okay, that's a threat. You're going to jail. On your knees. Well, you know, several years ago, our four-star general, Wesley Clark, you know, he told we were going to attack seven countries in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little behind the schedule, so I guess Obama has to make up and play catch-up.
Yeah, no question. We're going to, like I said, we're going to get into this, and this will certainly continue on into next week. But the good news is, on that front, it looks like Great Britain's Parliament voting against involving itself in this illegal war that will lead to occupation, regime change, and more murder. The British Parliament did the right thing and said, no, we're not going to help you, Obama.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, the French, Annie, the French really are clamoring for war with Syria because they used to own Syria up until 1946 when they got kicked out. And French can't go it alone because they haven't won a battle since the early 19th century, and they couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and they're all talking about, oh, well, we've got to prove they used gas. Well, okay, we know they used gas. What we don't know for sure is exactly who shot off the rockets? Where did the rockets come from?
Well, you open the door, and I'm going to step into it a little ways, knowing I'm going to complete this thought in the second hour. But first of all, this chemical weapons attack took place in a residential area with absolutely no military value. And it makes no sense why Assad, not wanting Western intervention, would do the one thing that would bring Western intervention for an area that has no military value. Not to mention, he needs to maintain popular support of the people to stay in power. I mean, his life is at stake. So why would he engage in such a high-risk, low-return behavior? The presence of chemical weapons in that neighborhood does not convict Assad, as John Kerry states. It exonerates him. It's a false flag attack. It's the only explanation that makes any sense. CIA, Al-Qaeda, Syrian rebels, false flag attack.
Well, to make matters even worse, I just saw where they're moving all their heavy equipment, or not all of it, but heavy equipment into residential areas and into schools. I mean, just like happened in, where was it, Iraq?
Yep, exactly. Just like in Iraq, and more death, more destruction, more money for the bankers on the cleanup. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with more news and Annie after a word from these sponsors.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, and no, we can't back down because the globalists are going to show us absolutely no quarter. And one of the things that I've been saying to people this week, if they'll do these things to innocent Syrians, a country that has done nothing to us, poses no threat to us, if they'll do it to the Syrians, what makes you think that we're not next? Of course they'll do it to Americans. Anyway, my thanks to Blue from Tennessee. She sent me a video on this topic, and I'll be looking at it as soon as the show over. So good thanks going out to Blue. Common Sense Show comes to you every Sunday evening from 9 p.m. to midnight. Right at this time, our time zone that we operate off of is Central. We broadcast out of Texas. And we have a website, thecommonsenseshow.com. And Annie, as you know, for some reason, this website is taking off beyond our wildest expectations. We went well over 400,000 hits last month. We have over 650,000 page views. It's just phenomenal. And we don't have a webmaster to attend to this right now. Now, my wife and I are actually taking a little bit of a training from my wife's hairdresser's husband this week. But we definitely need to find a webmaster because this is growing beyond our capability to manage this. And so, Annie, it's just it's kind of like we're a victim of our own attention right now. And this has become all-consuming. It's taking up so much of my time, but we're not going to get a second chance to carry out this fight, are we?
No, we're not. You've been working so hard day and night. I don't even know when you sleep. You must not ever get any sleep.
I don't either.
this article on the Syrian woman it's an awesome article.
Yeah, I'm gonna get into that at the top of the second hour. And in case you're wondering what I'm talking about, if you haven't been up on thecommonsenseshow.com, and I wrote an article called A Message from a Syrian Mother, she took me to task, and she did it professionally. She's a professional journalist, and I angered her because she accused me of not showing enough sensitivity to the plight of the Syrian people. Now, I have a slight disclaimer. I have indeed covered some of the atrocities, and I have indeed defended the Syrian government against this false allegation that they perpetrated the chemical weapons attack. But to this lady's credit, she is right. I haven't shown enough sensitivity, nor have I given enough attention to it. I've been too clinical in my analysis, and I think I lost sight of really what is most important. And that's human beings, whether they be Americans or Syrians. If this was going on in Kansas City, we'd all be grabbing our pitchforks and getting out into the street. But because it involves a foreign culture, thousands of miles away, they speak a different language, many of them have a different religion than the majority of the people in this country, we tend to depersonalize the situation and withdraw from it emotionally. And I really believe, and I'm coming out with an article tonight, Annie, after the show, that I think Syria could be the rallying point against the Rothschild banking cartel at all. I think that we can rally people on behalf of defending Syrians who are innocent victims to banker greed, avarice, death and destruction. We really have a chance right here, Annie, to make a stand. The Syrians, the American Syrian Foundation has been organizing protests all across the country, and I think we ought to get out there and join them, and I'll be addressing that in an article at thecommonsenseshow.com. Annie, back to you for more news.
Well, Dave, we now have miniature human brains that have been grown in a lab in Austria. I mean, they use stem cells to grow tiny little brains with a spinal cord, a hypothalamus, cerebral cortex, and the retina of the eye. And the mini brains in a bottle, as they're called, survive for about a year. And then in another story, Dave, you're really going to like this one. You know how we love DARPA. Well, DARPA wants portable brain recorders in every classroom in America. They say that the students could record their own brain activity and download it to their iPad. And they could also be worn by average citizens, you and me. You know, they say it could be used in neuromarketing, gaming, politics, and many other fields. Yeah, I think we have an idea what those other fields are.
Annie, to what purpose, though?
No,
I mean, I think I know, and I think you know, but let's say it. There's an elephant in this room. Let's identify it.
Yeah, it's those other fields. It's control.
It's called mind control.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's out there in the open. Annie, I went and read this after you told me about it. And I thought, okay, all right, there is something there where it's going to be 40, 50 years. It's not. That technology is right here today. It only needs to be implemented. And that is a frightening development.
modulate student feedback based on their brain state. They could understand the student a whole lot better. I wonder, is there going to be mandatory just like seat belts? I mean, this is going to put you out of a job, Professor. You're going to be taken over by a machine.
Well, I, from what you're going to hear from Mitch Santel in the third hour, we might be taken over a whole lot sooner than that.
Scary.
Oh, Annie.
You're not even going to get to retire.
Well, I've already resigned myself to that. I remember the movie Sicko. There was this 76-year-old man working in some convenience store, and he was taking care of the trash, and he had to work there to pay for his wife's prescriptions. And he said, if there's any golden years, I'm not seeing them. And I think that's going to be true for most of us. Back to your story about the mind control devices and the children and the schools, it'll give new meaning to our catchphrase, freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, won't it?
Yeah, talk about being plugged in.
Oh, Annie, I was hoping you'd talk for 30 seconds so I could take a drink of water, and you almost caused me to spit out the drink. Yeah, but plugged in, I suppose that's one way to look at it.
I saw Elysium this week, so, you know, that's where my brain is.
Do you know, I saw the movie, too, and I wrote an expose on it. It's up on the website. But I came across a quote from the producer sometime after the show was released, the movie was released, and he said, this isn't futuristic. This is right here, right now, and where do you need Barb Peterson when you need her? Transhumanism. Yeah. Annie, the whole movie is about transhumanism, and here we have the producer saying, this is right here, right now, the melding of man and machine. It's unbelievable how far and really how perverted we're becoming. You know, my wife really hasn't followed the transhumanism genre very much. And the other night at dinner, Annie, I was sharing with her some of the basics that Barb Peterson shared with us in her last appearance. And she just shook her head. She said, we are so insane. We are. We're a perversion to our Creator. We have to be a blight in God's eye. And I'm not one of these hellfire and brimstone people, as you know, Annie. But if there's such a thing as God's judgment, that's the kind of garbage that's going to invite it.
Yeah, well, technology can be used for good or bad. You know, there's good sides to it, but there's bad sides, and the bad sides are very bad. The good sides are very good, like everything else.
Well, I know which side is winning. And,
yes.
You know, as I go through, you know, my life experiences and for the years I've been on this planet, I have found that most people are basically really good people. They just want to live their lives, have some fun, make ends meet, spend time with their friends and family, and be left alone by their government. That's about 90% of us across the planet. That's why I identify with the Syrian people. But, Annie, the 10%, and really the 1% ruling, evil as you can get. Anyway, we'll be back after the break, and we're going to talk about a move to impeach President Obama.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Oh, I like that Monday tomorrow. A lot of us have the day off, but not in the Hodges household. My son is getting me up early to take him to play golf. So we'll go out there with our little sticks and hit that white ball around and experience some normal frustration, unlike some of the abnormal frustration that we face here on the Common Sense Show every Sunday evening. Well, anyway, as you know, we like to feature people and organizations that we feel are making a difference and have a chance to make a profound difference in our fight against the banksters who've hijacked our government in Washington. We've had Julie Telgenhoff on, for example, who has 200,000 followers on Facebook on her page, A Sheep No More, and she told me recently in a conversation that she started a website and they have 300,000 hits in the first month. And that's the kind of people we like to feature here on the Common Sense Show. Well, our next guest, James Neighbors, is exactly that kind of person. We had Mr. Neighbors on back in, early July, right?
Yes,
early July, and I was actually vacationing, did the show from our condo in San Diego right on the beach, and it was just getting started, but this is taking off. James' organization is called Overpasses for Obama's Impeachment, and I'm looking at the Facebook entry right now for Colorado. It's got nearly 1,000 members. For Arizona, where I live, over 1,300. members, and I believe, Mr. Neighbors, aren't you pushing somewhere around 40,000 people nationally now?
We're actually up. We just passed the 44,000 mark last night.
Well, good for you. And if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, but 7 weeks ago, weren't you somewhere around 12 or 13,000?
Yes, we were. It's been amazing. The number of people that have joined up, I mean, and the number of people we're getting out just keeps going up. It's faster and faster all the time. And, we can already tell we're having an effect. I mean, we have congressmen out there actually saying the impeachment word. So we're getting through. It's we're actually having an impact, and it's been a blessing to see it.
Well, you know, if we work off the advertising principle of repetition, 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 your use of the word impeachment is certainly going to move the country in that direction. And I'm so impressed with how quickly your group has grown, but it hasn't been without some controversy with law enforcement.
Well, that's a fact. Really, I think what it boils down to is the fact that we've got an entirely new generation of police that have never had to deal with protests. They don't understand the law and the Constitution as it pertains to protesting. We've had people get arrested, because of it. Out in California, we had one, Brian Sumners, that was actually assaulted by the police, and that was just, that was ridiculous. And then the same thing happened in Missouri, and to my knowledge, there were no charges. There actually haven't been any charges filed in that Missouri incident. But they were
charges
actually,
against who, James? Was you talking about against the police or against the members of your organization?
Against the members of the organization. Brian Sumners out in California was charged with failure to obey a lawful order when he really wasn't given one. Let me rephrase it. He was given the order to back up. He was backing up and then was shoved to the ground by the California Highway Patrol. And I'm not sure how you could fail to follow an order when you're following the order, and in the process of doing so, you get assaulted. But that's exactly what happened out in Missouri.
Well, let me ask you this before you go on. Is your organization or this individual going to take action against this thug?
Yes, they are. He's actually got himself an attorney, and they are looking. They're looking to do some litigation in regards to that. According to U.S. Code Section 42, U.S. Code 42, Section 1983, that it very clearly states that an individual in law enforcement can be sued for violating your constitutional rights, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I believe I saw the video. Is that the one that's running out there on YouTube where this gentleman's on the bridge and I see the cop shove him to the ground?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that was clearly a case of police brutality. You're right, he was backing up. And I've heard, too, that members of your organization have experienced difficulty as they stand on these overpasses. The police have come along and said your signs are distracting to the motorists, as if the road signs would not be.
Exactly. We actually had that happen in Oklahoma, where I'm at. I was at the protest where that happened, and we were on a pedestrian bridge that goes over the overpass, and were, for lack of a better word, surrounded by 10 highway patrolmen and a county sheriff, and were ordered to leave the bridge or we would be arrested. Now, of course, this was also before we knew about this U.S. Code 42, Section 1983, that allows us to sue the individual officers. Now that we have that and we understand what the actual law is, we intend on going back, and we may get arrested, but it won't be without recourse.
Right, and I'm assuming that your people are arming themselves with cell phones so they can videotape all the things that take place.
Yes, exactly. We made a point now with what happened out there, and then in Missouri and in Oklahoma, just to videotape everything, especially once the police arrive, because we can, you know, it's become apparent in several locations now that they just don't understand, well, primarily their oath to uphold the Constitution. It makes me wonder if they've even bothered to spend time reading it. And so because of that, because we have to obviously defend ourselves now in court, we're videotaping everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really wise. But there's a general crackdown. Let me give you an example with regard to the crackdown on protesters. Yesterday, a bunch of Syrian, I don't know if you'd call them refugees, but they were protesting what Obama was planning to do in Syria, and they were crossing in a crosswalk with the light in Tempe on Mill Avenue, which is a high shopping, high entertainment area, and the cops arrested them, and among the charges were interfering with a police horse. So, I mean, this is how ridiculous this is getting across the country. But it seems like the police across the country are getting marching orders to stop protests and demonstrations, much like what your group is into.
Well, and it, one has to really just look at, you know, follow the money. And all of the police departments are getting federal funding. And so it's just, it's apparent where those marching orders are coming from. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit if we were to eventually find out that those orders came directly from the Department of Justice, Eric Holder's office.
Yeah, I thought that, or either Homeland Security, 6-1, half dozen the other.
Yeah, it's they're all part of the same monster, and it's just such a shame that something like this would happen and right here in the United States. I mean, millions of people in Egypt go out and protest, and they're allowed to, but we have, you know, thousands here. And we have, we have basically, you know, attacks by the police, false arrests, and more. And our Constitution very clearly gives us the right to peaceably assemble in a public place. But yet, it seems that right has been, well, just completely forgotten, as if it's a privilege to live in this country, and the Constitution is a privilege, and that's the thing, that's what they need to understand. It's not a privilege, it's our right.
Yeah, exactly, it is a right. But it also, your treatment also shows us how far we've slipped, and let me give an historical example and the reaction to that. YouTube, in a lot of history classes, also have videos of the 1968 Democratic Convention, in which mostly college students were protesting outside against the Vietnam War, which was their right, and the Chicago police acted with extreme prejudice and brutality against these people. And this became a shining example of what government's not supposed to do in basically violating the First Amendment rights of its citizens. Now, here we are 45 years later in 2013, and we're seeing a return of these behaviors. Simply holding a sign on a bridge gets you knocked to the ground by highway patrolmen. And this is a sad, sad chapter in our history, and we're going into a real autocratic mode. What do you blame this on? Is this part and parcel of Obama being president? Did it start under Bush? What's your take on this?
Well, I wouldn't think it really had started under Bush. There were plenty of protests out against him, and you didn't hear stories of people being arrested. I think it has a lot to do with Obama and the type of president that he is, just the divisiveness he intentionally created with the Trayvon Martin incident.
Absolutely. Well, let me have you hold that thought right there. I'm going to let you finish it. We're going to go to break. And when we come out of the break, we're going to talk about that Trayvon Martin case, because it was highly divisive. Stay tuned, folks. We'll see you back here in about 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and our special guest for this segment is James Neighbors, and he founded an organization called Overpasses for Obama's Impeachment. And James, I want to make sure we leave time to talk about how people can participate and join your organization, but I wanted you to finish your thought on Trayvon Martin.
Well, really, we can look at the entire Trayvon Martin incident as, I mean, it was tragic. Obviously, there was a loss of life. George Zimmerman was clearly within his rights under Florida law, but instead of Obama doing what a president should do, and that's try to end the division, try to calm nerves and calm tempers, he incited them. He did everything he could to expand them. I mean, when he comments that Trayvon would have, you know, if he had had a son, that would have what he would have looked like, that was clearly designed to strike at people's hearts, to invoke an emotional response out of people. Instead of getting them to use their heads and to look at the law, he instead tries to divide people. And it's just unfortunately that's the status quo of his entire presidency between class warfare and attempting to incite race warfare. I mean, just like so many other things he's attempted to do, and with a dismal failure, he tried to divide America with that one issue, and he failed. You know, he failed. There wasn't the violence that I believe he expected, and I almost wonder if he wasn't looking forward to.
I think, you know, if I were to be a betting man here, I'd say he did. Let's talk about your organization for a moment here. My demographics are middle-aged and up, and a pretty well-educated group. I have seen from these videos, my sense is your membership is on the younger side, isn't it?
It's just such across the board, that it's really been amazing. I mean, we've got, you know, 79-year-old grandmothers and great grandmothers and veteran and one 79-year-old veteran in Kansas, all the way down, to the person that just registered to vote. And our most lively bunch, of course, has been the younger audience and the younger participants. And they, really we wouldn't be where we are without them. We cover such a wide demographic in America. It really is a good representation of people across the board. We've got just tons of people that were Obama voters or are, I guess you are an Obama voter, whether you disagree with them now or not. And they've realized they made a mistake and want to amend it by getting him out of there is what they're doing.
Exactly. So is the strategy of your group to repeat the word impeachment often enough it becomes part of our genre where eventually Congress feels compelled to act on creating articles of impeachment?
Well, it is. It is because it just hasn't been said enough. It has not been said enough. They understand what their job is. They understand that what he's done while he's been in office has been illegal, but we just have to beat that into their heads, metaphorically speaking, that, impeachment is the only route. We have to set an example for the future, and if we have to repeat ourselves until we're blue in the face, we will, because it is the only answer. We can't let what he's done go unanswered and without consequence because of the precedent that it will set in the future for the next presidents to come.
I'm assuming your organization is against the war crimes that the CIA and Al-Qaeda, through his sponsorship, have committed in Syria and are about to commit. Am I correct on that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What happened in Syria and in Benghazi and, giving weapons to Al-Qaeda, didn't we learn that lesson already with 9/11?
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it just never ends.
Well, Fast and Furious was a practice run for what they were attempting to do in Benghazi, and Benghazi, well, both backfired on them. Why they would have tried the same failed model, well, only Obama knows.
It's amazing. Well, I was so pleased, though, when I saw the videos that showed young faces, because that's what we're missing in the Take Back America or Patriot Truth Movement, whatever you want to call it. Younger people just aren't politically involved. And your organization's one of the few that's out there that seems to be attracting the younger people. And I'm just wondering how people become a part of your organization, and how do you think it is you get the younger people to join?
Well, I think the reason we get them to join is because we're actually offering a chance to do something that will affect their lives throughout their lives. And America has just been kind of beaten into our heads that there's nothing that we can do, but there is. And we've been lucky. We've been very lucky that the young people that are in the movement have seen that, and they want to be a part of that change. Anybody else that wants to join in or check us out or just see what we're about, you can do that by going to the internet on overpasses.org. Our largest presence is on Facebook, and you just find us there by just searching for Overpasses for Obama's Impeachment. Generally, I would think just looking for overpasses will lead you in the right direction.
It was. I typed it in before the show, and the predictive text came up. And right now I'm still looking at overpasses for Congress's recall, for Obama's impeachment, Northern Idaho, Michigan, Colorado, Arizona, on and on.
Yeah, and when you go to the overpasses.org, just click on state group links, and it'll take you to whatever state you live in. You just click on the one for your state. There will be subgroups for your area. I mean, we're set up to take care of people, to help people be active in the, you know, in the future of their country right there in their area.
Well, James, how many states are you in presently?
All 50.
That's outstanding.
And of course, we're also in Washington, D.C., so 50 plus change.
Well, you know, I'm 100% behind what you're doing, because if we got down to the eve of the last day that Obama was in office, I would still push for an impeachment trial, because he and his fellow criminals in Washington need to be made an example of.
Well, you're right, and that's exactly what I've communicated to everybody in the movement, is even if we don't get him impeached and convicted until the very last day he's in office, what we are working on is for the future of the country. We can't take back what has already happened, but we can certainly set the precedent for the future.
Well, if we're not able to get him out through the impeachment process, I have a feeling you might have a name alteration in 2016, and forgive me for bringing this up, but it could be overpasses for Hillary's impeachment.
Oh, we're ready for her if she decides to be silly enough.
So you guys have actually talked about that.
Oh, yeah. We will never let her forget that Benghazi does make a difference.
You know, you just took the words out of my mouth, James. It's exactly what I'll always remember Hillary for. You know, not being the codependent wife to let her husband sleep around, but what I remember her for is simply the Benghazi butcher.
Yeah, her depraved indifference is just sickening. The fact that she would think those poor people's lives made no difference.
They're dead. What does it matter? She says to Congress. Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, how about Chris Stevens' three requests for reinforcements? No, can't afford it. No, we can butcher people with drones in Afghanistan, but we can't protect our own ambassador.
Yeah, it's just sickening. And anybody that would vote for that woman has got to, really ought to go see a psychiatrist.
I've told this story before on the air, but I asked a woman once, I said, why would you vote for Bill Clinton? And she was probably in her 60s, and she said, because he has nice hair. That's how people vote for these people. I mean, there's no critical thinking going on.
Which just all that proves is that those of us that do actually think about it need to get out and vote, period. End of story. Because we have to counteract those that would vote for somebody because of their hair.
Yeah, well, you're right, and all the other reasons. Well, James, it's been a delight to have you on, and I want to get you back in a couple months to get an update on your progress. So I hope you'll agree to come back on, and I want to thank you for being a part of the Common Sense Show tonight. And James' organization is Overpasses for Obama's Impeachment, and you can go to the .org by the same name or to Facebook and just write it in to the predictive text. It'll come right up. James, thanks for joining us. We got a scoop.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Okay, folks, we'll be back for hour number two, and I'll give a rundown of my encounter with a Syrian journalist. Stay tuned. We will see you in hour number two.
Freedom ain't